Myriad Genetics has been in a four-year legal battle with the ACLU, researchers, and patient and physician groups over whether two genes associated with a higher risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer can be patented. The Supreme Court ruled today that DNA isolated from a human being is not patent eligible. Chris Hansen is with the ACLU.
Gold is unpatentable. Gold is a mineral found in a mountain. If you spend an enormous amount of time and energy and effort to find the gold, and an enormous amount of time and energy and effort to dig the gold out from the mountain, the gold that you've dug out of the mountain still is gold. It's not a human invention, and it's not patentable.
The ruling was unanimous, and Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for the court, largely agreed with the ACLU, stating in the opinion, "A naturally occurring DNA segment is a product of nature and not patent eligible merely because it has been isolated." Greg Castanis is a lawyer for Myriad, who argued that isolated DNA should be patentable.
Well, Myriad inventors were the ones who discovered the BRCA1 and BRCA2 DNA molecules, isolated them, and those inventions are valuable molecular tools for diagnosing whether a person is predisposed to cancer.
The ruling was a partial win for the company. The court ruled that synthetic copies of genes called cDNAs are worthy of patent protection, but it's unlikely that will help Myriad maintain its monopoly over diagnostic testing on the BRCA1 and 2 genes. The test currently costs over $3,000. A mutation in either gene causes women to have an increased risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer. BRCA1 mutations increase that risk up to 85% for breast cancer and 60% for ovarian cancer over the woman's lifetime. Men with mutations are also at higher risk for developing breast cancer. Preventative measures include removing the breasts and ovaries. Actress Angelina Jolie recently announced she had made that choice to have a double mastectomy after finding that she carried a mutation in BRCA1. Myriad stock price rose on the news. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.